You are now tuning into the No Small Talk podcast, and we're your hosts, Ebony and Sherry, two introverts who actually do enjoy conversations, as long as it's not small talk. And you don't have to settle for small talk either. Change the conversation. We're here to show you how.
With our conversation starters, we want to help you enjoy meaningful conversations and build better relationships in order to succeed in business, life, and in love. We'll show you how to be confident, present, and vulnerable while starting conversations that you enjoy.
Relationships, parenting, careers, money, and wellness are all topics we discuss right here on this podcast. So get your headphones, your cup of tea, and get ready to be inspired to start your next conversation. No small talk.
They cannot do what they want. I got my freedom of speech. Yeah. Get to say what I want. They cannot lock me outside. I walk in right through the front. With a big bag like I'm back. You need to get my respect.
Welcome everybody to another episode of the No Small Talk podcast. It's your girl Ebony. And on today's episode, we're doing things a little different. We have another episode of our conversation starters, but we're doing it couples edition. Yes. So today we have a special guest for you. I have a special guest for you in the hot seat. I want to say he looks a little nervous. I'm looking at him right now as he's sipping on his tea. My hubby of life, Chimdi, has joined us today on No Small Talk podcast.
Mic check. Are we on?
Yes, Chimdi, we're on. We're live.
What's up, guys?
So yes, Chimdi, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
How do you feel being on the show?
Nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. I never done it before.
So he's shy and you have nothing to be nervous about. This is a judgment-free zone on the No Small Talk podcast. And I always encourage people to feel free to be authentic, to be their true self. And this is a safe space for you.
That's good to know, all right.
Okay, good. So to get things started, we're going to be doing, again, our conversation starter questions, but couples edition. And Chimdi, what we usually do for conversation starters, and you should know this already because you're a fan, right? You listen to the podcast, so you should know. So we'll ask each other a series of questions, and then you just answer them. You know, this is an opportunity for us to get to know each other. I mean, we know each other pretty well. We've been together forever. But this should be fun. It's kind of like a game. And we just get to go back and forth. So since you are a guest on our show, I guess I should let you go first, right?
I could go first, yeah.
Okay, so go ahead. You go first and ask me what you want to ask me.
So the first question, what's a new hobby you've always wanted to try?
What's a new hobby I've always wanted to try? So a few months ago, I did say that I wanted to start baking more. I have some friends who they bake, and I'm always really quite impressed by all the nice things that they're able to make. I started making banana bread from scratch. You've had it a couple times. What did you think?
It's pretty good, actually.
It was pretty good, right? I think I'm surprisingly. What is that supposed to mean? You trying to come for me on my show, Chimdi?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, so I think that I would try baking, like more sophisticated types of pastries and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
That was easy. So it's my turn. We're going to take turns. That was a light question.
Okay.
Okay. So my question to you is going to be a little deeper since you're trying to ask some easy questions.
Hopefully keep it that way.
I can't promise that. So I think I'm going to ask you this. What do you remember about the first time that we met? Now, I know this was a long time ago, but I'm hoping that you
first time
can't remember.
I'm not mistaken, was at one of the practices. No, a lie. The first time we met, I don't actually remember because my roommate at the time was friends with you.
Yes.
And I remember he took me to your RA office. And I didn't remember at the time that it was you, but it turns out later on that it was. But my first...
Well, I didn't remember it was you either.
My first time actually would be one of the practices for the fashion show at the university. And I remember saying to myself, wow, this girl's pretty impressive.
Aww.
running the show like a pro, very professional, friendly, organized.
That I was.
Attractive.
Thank you.
And you're super cool overall.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it? I'm just teasing you. Okay, that was really nice. The situation that you talked about when we met, I actually don't remember. I didn't know who you were at that time, but I remember that it was the actual official first time that we actually met. But it's so funny because your roommate, like you mentioned, was my friend at the time, and he was coming to come see me on campus. And I was on duty that day. Like you said, I was an RA, so I was on duty. And I remember that one of my fellow RAs came in and she was like, "Oh, you guys make a cute couple." And I was like, "Oh, really?" Thinking she was talking about your roommate, who was my friend.
I wasn't even paying attention.
But she was referring to you. So when I said, "Really? Which one?" And she was like, "That one." And she pointed to you. And I was like, "Him?" And who would have known, like, a year later, we would have linked up, got together, started a family. But it's just, like, how life works. But it's just so funny that that was the official, quote-unquote, first time we met.
Yeah. So my turn?
So it's your turn now.
If you can grant me one wish, what will it be and why?
Okay. I think I know the answer to this. This seems like a very easy answer. So those of you, just to give you some context, Chimdi is a very good poker player. He's been playing as long as I've known you now.
You're not tooting my home, but.
I'm not tooting it. I mean, they could Google you. They could Google you and see for themselves. So he's really good at it. But I know that you've always wanted to, like, win a major. You've won major tournaments, but a championship, big league, major.
Main event.
Main event. That's what they call it. Sorry. So I think if I could grant you one wish, that would be it. Because I know that's something that you've been working hard towards for the past maybe 14 years, 15 years now. And you've had a lot of successes, but I think that's the one thing that I know that you really wish that you had an opportunity to win. So that would be my gift to you.
That would be a nice one.
Although I feel like you would want to earn it and not get it as a gift, like you always say.
You know how I am. No freebies.
You don't want a freebie. You want to work for it.
Yeah, work for it. That's a good one. All right.
All right. So my question to you would be, what is the best life advice that you've ever received and who said it?
Best life advice that I've ever received. Got a lot of good life advice. Man, there's some pertaining to relationships.
Okay, so you can share that. We like to talk about relationships on this show.
In regards to relationship, what happens between you and your wife stays in your home, good or bad.
Okay.
What are you having issues? You deal with it at home. You solve it at home.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it at that.
What about issues that can't be solved at home? What are your thoughts on that? Because sometimes there might be some issues that people, you know, can't solve on their own and might need, like, support professional advice. What are your thoughts on that?
I've always been open to having, getting help if you need help, you know what I mean? Whether it's through counseling or talking to parents or elders or people who are more experienced. I've never opposed that. If couples are having issues, whether it's communication breakdown or things of that nature, then yeah, I'm all for getting the help that one needs to better the situation. That's my thoughts on that.
I do like that advice. I think that it is important that certain things you do keep sacred in your own marriage and stuff like that. But I do think at the same time, depending on the circumstances, there might be a need for couples to seek help outside to kind of improve whatever issues that they're having in their household. So who gave that advice to you? That was the
your
second
dad
part.
Or my dad.
Oh, our dads?
Yep.
Really? I wonder why. They don't want anybody to know about their problems.
Yep.
Okay, dads, thank you for that advice. So next question.
If I lost my memory, what would you tell me about our relationship?
I like this question.
It's a good one.
That is a good one. Damn it. What would I tell you? That your wife is, she's the best wife in the world.
Okay.
We have a great relationship with each other. We're very close. We have great kids. I'm an amazing wife. just mess with you.
Not a lot of truth. A lot of
you're
truth
a great dad.
A lot of truth to that.
You know, I mean, I would be honest. I think that I would speak to our relationship with the kids. I think that we've been through a lot over the years, but I think that it's made us who we are today as adults. And we have a long way to go, I think, to grow as a couple. I don't know. That's a really tough question to answer. How would you answer that question? What would you say?
If I lost my memory today.
If I lost my memory and you had to tell me about our relationship, what would you tell me? Would you lie to me?
I wouldn't lie to you. I would tell you about the journey.
Would you tell me everything?
I'll tell you everything.
Would you leave some things out?
I'll tell you everything.
The good and the bad?
I'll tell you about the good and the bad.
Okay.
The perfections and imperfections. The memories. We've been together, what, almost 20 years now?
Is it almost 20 years? No, it can't be. Jesus.
How beautiful of a woman you were when I first met you, and just how beautiful you remain.
Aw, thank you.
The sacrifices that we've made over the years to make our relationship work. I'll tell you how amazing of a mom that you've been to our five beautiful children.
Thank you,
and how amazing of a wife that you have been to me.
Are you trying to make me, you know, look good on my show? Because
not at all. Not at all. These are true feelings. These are true feelings. But
isn't he so sweet?
I'll tell you how strong of a woman that you are, and how passionate you are, and how driven you are. It takes a lot. You got a bachelor's. You got a master's. You got a doctor's degree. You've worked corporate, you're an entrepreneur, you're a mother of five, you still run a household pretty well.
I'm a work in progress.
Those are all great accomplishments and great things that I'm sure you'd be proud of.
Thank you.
You'd be proud to know of.
Oh, Chindi, thank you. Okay, wow, I can't beat that. I think you did a better job answering that question than I did. So I guess it's my turn to ask another question. Do I have any other questions?
I have three questions.
You have three questions. I should have three questions too. So my third question for you is, what do you think that I need from you in our relationship? And are you providing it to me?
I think you need me to be more open. You know me, I'm an introvert. I tend to hold things. I am probably that small talk guy. But I think just to be always more open and expressive in my emotions and feelings, and I tend to hold back on a lot of things for whatever reason. But if anything, I just be more open with you and be more honest in regards to my true feelings.
Yes.
So that'd probably be the biggest thing.
Okay, and are you providing that? Second part's a two-part.
That's a work in progress. I think I've gotten better over the years. And I will continue to get better. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at.
I like that answer because it's true. For me, I'm really big on communication, and I like to kind of like express my feelings. Like, so if something's bothering me, I can't kind of hold it in for too long. You know that about me. So I'm big on communication. So You're right. I definitely think it's important for couples to be open with each other and sharing their feelings. And that's something that I do hope that, you know, I appreciate you saying that you want to work to be more open about things and communicating to me. So I know we only had three questions each, but I got some more goodies. I got some bonus questions since we still have time, Chimdi. You're not done.
Let's do it.
Okay. So let me see if I have a bonus question that I can pull out. And let's see. What do we want to ask Mr. Finian now that he's in the hot seat? If you can go back to when we started our relationship, what advice would you give yourself?
I would advise the younger me to take things slow, to be more patient.
Okay.
To be more expressive of my thoughts, my feelings, emotions.
Why are you quiet? Don't laugh.
I'm trying to think.
Be honest. This is all about... This is no judgment. This is a no judgment zone. This is being authentic and being true to yourself and expressing yourself. You said we've been together for a very long time. Mm-hmm. We've come a long way in our relationship. Obviously, most couples, there are ups and downs in any relationship. And
you either you survive the relationship or you don't survive. We've survived.
Yeah,
five kids later. I'm sure along the way, each of us have learned many lessons about relationships. So if you were to advise your younger self, what would you, besides what you've already said, is there anything more? I feel like I'm looking at his eyes, guys, and I feel like he's holding back.
No, I'm not holding back. I'm trying to think. I think I've kind of played it right. I always looked at a long term, right? I always knew that I was going to marry you. So that's that was an easy one. Just to be patient, to be more attentive, listening more, communicating better. And I think we've gotten better over the years with regards to those two things. That'll be it. I mean, just listening more and being a better communicator and having more patience.
Okay. Why are you laughing?
Huh? That's the truth. I mean.
Okay. All right. I receive it. I think those are good advice to share for your younger self. And I think it can apply to my younger self too. I think for me, if I had to answer this question, I feel like my younger self, in terms of my professional and personal accomplishments in life, I don't think that I had too many regrets about the things that I've done in that way. I do wish that I had an opportunity to take some more time to learn about myself personally and how I am and the things that I want in life outside of like professional life, like travel more, just learn more about myself. Me and you, we got together when we were really young.
Mm-hmm.
How old were we? 20?
19 or 20?
No, I don't think we were that young. 20 or 21?
20.
We were young, yeah, to say the least. We grew up together. So there was a lot of learning along the way, but I think it's important for young people to really take that time, especially those that are in relationships very early, but still try to find time to
for personal growth.
Working
on yourself.
Even outside of school. I did the school thing. School was never an issue for me. But just like personal growth, learning what it is that I like, learning new hobbies, other skills. And when it comes to like business, finance, whatever it is, things that we find that we like now that maybe if we took the time when we were younger to kind of develop and hone those skills, we'd be in a different place, better off or at a higher level, who knows? But just really taking the time for more personal growth, I think is the way I would advise my younger.
That's a good answer. That's what I wanted to say.
So why didn't you say, didn't you say it?
Yeah, drew a blank.
So I stole your answer. You drew a blank.
But that's you speak for both of us. That's a good one.
Yeah, I feel like that's what you would tell your younger self too.
Yeah, personal growth, working yourself, you know what I mean? You can't help somebody else if you're not really in tune with yourself and you're not fully developed, you know what I mean? Mentally, spiritually, and just overall. So that was a good answer.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you have any extra questions for me that you'd like to add? Any bonus questions?
No, that's it. I mean, this is my first time on the show. Nervous.
How did you like it? No, it wasn't hard, right?
That wasn't hard.
It's very simple.
It was good. Let's do this again.
Yeah, we definitely should do this again, guys. This was just kind of like a brief little conversation starter for couples. Chimney and I will definitely have more. Maybe we'll have more deeper questions. I felt like we kept it kind of light today since it's his first time and he looks nervous.
First timer.
And he's sweating bullets, guys. You see him right now?
No, I'm not.
The man is sweating bullets. He's nervous. He didn't know what I was going to ask him. So... But I'm glad that you joined me today, Chimney. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. This was fun. I'm glad we did it. And hopefully we get to do it again.
Yes, guys. And so I encourage you, and I'm sure Sherry, if she was on the episode too, would encourage you guys to take the time to have these conversations. If you're in a relationship, if you are married, you can play these little games. We have conversation starter questions on our website that you can take, and you can use those questions as well as couples. We encourage you guys to do this as an opportunity for you to kind of create a nice atmosphere, to have a deep conversation, reminisce on the past, and just even learn new things about each other, even if you've been together forever. Conversation starters are a great way for couples to grow with each other and really learn more about one another. So again, thank you all so much for tuning in for another episode of No Small Talk Podcast. And until next time, no small talk. Peace.
Thank you so much for joining us today for another episode of the No Small Talk, and a special thanks to those of you who have faithfully listened and supported the podcast. We really hope you enjoyed the conversation and walk away feeling inspired to start your own conversation. If you did, please do us a favor and submit your review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And also, don't forget to subscribe to the No Small Talk podcast so that you can be the first to get new episodes every Wednesday. We also want to encourage you to share this episode on IG stories at No Small Talk podcast using hashtag No Small Talk so that we can keep the conversation going. Again, thank you so much for listening to us today. See you next time. And until next time, No Small Talk.
From a place that goes so hard, I'm not afraid of words, you can bring the war. If you don't want problems, then don't start. Don't start. They told me shut up and dribble. Tell your president, act presidential. Bottom line, I won't keep quiet, not this time, not this time.